Look, I thought Stafford played really well, but what the hell was that?
So there's a theory online, guys. I don't know if you guys follow this.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Like that the Lions uniform blends in really well with the end zone and the stuff they have on the walls behind the end zone that you can't kind of sometimes it can be real quick, but if you can't see a player, that's the reason why.
The blueberry uniforms blend in with
the
backdrop.
What? It's about time we credit Rod Wood.
Oh, no.
Way to go, Rod Wood. This is Rod Wood's impact. Honestly, that's a Rod Wood impact.
Stop.
Why?
Stop.
Give him his props. Helps to, you know, we're going to go through some options here for jersey changes. Mm-hmm. And they change the color. Yes. Way to go, Rod. I'm serious. Rod Wood. Because I buy it. I do think it blends in. I do. Well, which game was I watching over the weekend where there was a holding call and they said to the, I think it was maybe it'd been the Bears game or something. They said, look, you're going to have to learn to wear different color gloves, my man. Because when you're wearing white gloves,
out.
Yeah, when you're wearing white gloves against a dark jersey, it's going to stand out that you're holding the guy. Got to change your gloves. I think Mark Sanchez was saying that in the Bears game.
Interesting. 248-539-9797. Okay. So a couple of new pieces debuted. What did you think of Marcus Davenport and Levi Onwuzurike?
Well, I love the play where they met at the quarterback. That was fun.
Yep.
And I thought that they were more impactful early than late. It seemed like there was a long stretch where the Lions just weren't getting anything pressure-wise, and then they dialed it back up and started collapsing things a little bit more. And I'm not sure how much it is to do with their efforts or just the offensive line totally being makeshifted by the Rams. But initially, I liked what I saw. I didn't like that Davenport whiffed on a sack. Mm-hmm. He wasn't alone. I mean, Hutchinson whiffed on a sack as well. Somehow Stafford was able to escape both of those. But I think it's hopefully a step in the right direction.
You kind of started really liking Davenport out at training camp when we got to see that practice. And in large part, just the sheer size.
He's a big man.
He is massive. Onwuzurike, got credited with that sack. And, you know, with DJ Reader not going, you know, we knew we were going to see a lot of Levi, and he played 50-something snaps.
And no James Houston.
No James Houston. That was the other thing I was going to bring up, is he was inactive for the game. So much has gone right. I don't even want to dwell on anything that's not going right. But it's just kind of been a weird career arc for James Houston at this point.
It has been. I mean, his rookie season, he's inactive for like 9 straight weeks and then plays the last 8 games or 7 games, whatever it was, with the 8 sacks. And like, where was this?
Yeah.
Wasn't ready to make to contribute on the field. Then last year, plays early but gets hurt early. And it looked like they were putting more on his table. They wanted to be more of a linebacker type than just a pass rusher. And then they made the decision maybe a month ago to say, you know what? No more linebacker stuff. You're going to be our pass rusher. But then doesn't suit up for the opener against the Rams when you want to have a pass rush. You want to pass rush every game. I don't know. It's interesting. I wonder if I don't know if Campbell said anything about it. I don't know if he'll be asked about it right now because there's so many other things you want to talk about with the team. But yep. I'm curious about it because I'm obviously a big James Houston fan.
Okay, Jameson Williams played 85% of the snaps yesterday. That was a career high. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 6 targets. That tied his season low last year. I don't particularly, I think it's pretty much no big deal at this point, but it does speak to having another weapon, and Jameson certainly lived up to the hype.
Yeah, I was curious that St. Brown just wasn't even targeted early in the game. He only had a couple targets, and it felt like through the first 3 quarters. And he wasn't alone. Sam Laporta was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not a guy was getting thrown to, but again, the Lions didn't have many possessions. They literally had 3 possessions and an extra play in the first half. Yep. That's it. And one of those was a 3-and-out. So you had a 3-and-out, and then you had the 1 play, and then you had 2 scoring drives. And neither play was really that integral in terms of ball in their hands making the plays, but they both blocked very well, and they're both excellent players, Pro Bowl players. So we know there's more to give from those guys, but for this game, they didn't need to go there as much as they have in the past, which is kind of cool to see that they can go elsewhere. And what they showed in overtime is that they can bully any team around the league if they want to, and that's fun to watch.
I mean, I've got them with 28 plays in the first half and 27 plays in the second half. It was just a low possession and low number of plays kind of game. There's a lot more to offer offensively, but when you're not running a lot of plays, you don't get to showcase everything. You don't get to probably do everything you had in the game plan. 2-4-8.
No, and then their scoring drive was 8 plays in overtime.
Yep.
Beyond the second half there. So not many plays at all.
248-539-9797. Dennis, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Dennis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My champ and chump. Yep. My champ is this Marsh kid from Michigan State. I was so happy to see the job that he did and put new life in the program, for at least for me. And my chump is the NFL. As much as I love the Lions winning the game, had they lost the coin flip and L.A. scored, I would have been one pissed off guy that we didn't get a chance to tie it.
You don't like the overtime system, huh?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're trying to – this is the one area that, interestingly, they seem to be concerned about the health of the players and don't want overtimes to go on and on and on. I've always kind of in the back of my mind thought that there should be an equal number of possessions in overtime, like innings in baseball. Each team should get the ball the same number of times. They've implemented this rule to try and get away with the kickoff, 3 first downs, field goal, you win. It's how that felt extra punitive, the coin flip. And I wondered, I was sitting there and I'm going, is this going to be a topic? When they were walking out for the coin flip, I'm like, okay, I still expect the Lions to win this game, but if they lose this coin flip and never get the ball, is that all we're going to talk about on Monday?
Yep. But we're not. No. That works the other way. I mean, this is a case where maybe the NFL needs to learn from college football a little bit about how you do an overtime. I'm not saying the college football overtime is great, but to put a team automatically in the red zone to shorten things up, maybe it makes more sense. In the NFL, the teams are a lot better and they're more evenly matched, so it's not automatic you're going to score. I don't know if they have to tweak or not, but it's not going to surprise me when they do, because this kickoff rule, I think it's pretty apparent what teams are going to do. They're going to kick it out again.
So yeah. Which,
take it from the 30. Go ahead. You get an extra 5 yards. And
they don't seem to care about it being marked at the 30.
I don't mind the overtime rules, but I mean, they make decisions based on entertainment, because this is the entertainment business and what's going to get, you know, better viewing, better audience, better numbers. So they might change it because of that. But honestly, if you get dog walked in overtime, 7 play running plays out of 8 plays, you deserve to lose. Now, if the Lions had lost the coin toss, they showed right before that they could stop the Rams. Yes. The Rams needed a first down to ice that game, and they couldn't do it. The Lions stopped them and got the ball back. So, I mean, you got to play defense too.
And the thing is, for everything that happened last night, they have this new and improved defense that they're hoping is going to help them win games. The defense had a must-stop series. They had to get off the field. Rams had the ball with a chance to run out the clock, and I think they got one first down, and then the Lions forced the punt. And it's too early to do victory laps about the defense getting that stop.
Yeah.
But they got that stop, that necessary stop to get the offense the football back.
Yeah, they did. And I thought it was just a cool scene. You know, you get to overtime and then the coin toss, you got both quarterbacks come to midfield. That was actually pretty cool to see Stafford and Goff right there at midfield.
I wonder if it's even remotely uncomfortable.
I think it has to be a little bit. I mean, or at that point at the game, hey, man, we're just playing the game. We're in overtime. That's all that matters. I'm not thinking about, we were traded for each other and look at the positions we're in.
248-539-9797. All right. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Champ and Chump, get your votes in. Lions win. Michigan loses. Michigan State wins. And the Tigers still alive. Wow. 97-1.